The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Here's the thing. I called in. I voted for Bacon. So hopefully she wins. Anyway, that was just the Super Bowl.
Daniel, that's so wrong in so many ways. You have to email. So the call does not count. And you can't vote for anyone. You have to nominate yourself. So that doesn't count either.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Anyway, that was just the Super Bowl.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4680 of the BFO for right the 16th of January 2026. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me. Show. Y'all, it's that time again. Plus, I got voice letters and more about leather weather. So y'all, can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's that time again, y'all. It's time to choose the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, it's so easy. As in every year, it is it's the contest where you nominate yourself, and all you do is send an e-letter and an e-letter only to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com and put number one fan contest in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan for 2026. Y'all will take entries from today until 6 p.m. in the evening on the 30th of January, and then we will name the number one fan, number two fan, and number three fan for 20 and 26 at halftime of the Superb Owl on February the 8th. Y'all, one entry per person. Only person not eligible is the number one fan of 2025, Laughing Buddha.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
This weekend, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first will be on Saturday. Y'all, this person will be at Leather Weather Weekend, although he says he's going to have to leave on Saturday. So any birthday spankings will need to be administered on right. Y'all, a long-time listener to the little show. Y'all, just, and this is not his first rodeo at the Leather Weather. I think it's his third. Y'all, he's a big supporter of the little show. Y'all, there's only one. It's Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big Daddy, we love Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. We do indeed. And then on Sunday, y'all, this person, no longer with us, but y'all, he was, y'all, he had his own Wacom Cleaner Museum, collected Wacoms, and was cremated, and he was sucked up by his favorite Wacom at the funeral. Big Fanny, y'all, it's true. And y'all, he helped make the camisole, the, yes, No, the hamisole. Big Fatty, are you sure you don't need to just go ahead and lay down a minute, put your feet up? Well, I probably do, but anyway, no time for that. He was a supporter and longtime listener of the little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than David in Denver. Yes, everybody, we love David in Denver. And y'all, then, never met either one of these folks, but y'all, it is the husband. That's the husband of that freak Quincy. Who was going to restart a little show, Holiday House or Happy House, Happiness House or something. Y'all, that's the frequency he sings the Fatty the Pooh song. Y'all, it's his husband, Husbear. Big Fatty, we love Husbear. So y'all, if you see Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, or the husband, well, you won't see David. No, Big Fatty, even if we empty the vacuum cleaner out. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. And Chris, they're not going to spank you. Their hand will hurt more than your butthole.
Happy birthday to you. You're having it up. With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't.
Hey, Big, this is Gary.
Oh!
A little while, and I thought I'd just give you...
Oh! Hello? Are you there, caller?
Listen to the ABC National News on the West Coast.
Yes?
Every night.
Yes? Hello?
And then at 6:30, I listened to the CBS Evening News.
Oh, yes!
And I was broadcaster.
Oh.
And I had never heard of Tony, whatever his name is.
DeCoble.
But I saw Monday night, and then I saw last night, and he was called from Miami. I was pretty impressed with it. I liked him.
Oh.
And I hope after you just saw the Monday night, but I hope after last night you were more impressed with it. I like him, and I think that'll be a good thing. Also, last week you were talking about getting that Cheerios that's lemon flavored or something like that. And I look for it at Walmart and can find it or whatever. But I do eat Cheerios most mornings. And so I got the apple cinnamon, and I'm going to try that out. But
Hello?
Going to try that out. Since okay. We no longer have Geeky Gay or the Mix.
Yes.
You're my only podcast I listen to right now, so thank you for keeping on podcasting.
Of course,
and I'm doing all right.
Good.
I'll be 79 this year.
Oh, yum!
And you do slow down, and you get more tired when you do stuff like you did yesterday. So anyway,
yes,
that's just a quick update, and it's good talking to you. I'll miss you, and I'd like to see you again sometime. So anyway, thank you for calling. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I think that was that Gary Bearden out there at Shady Rainbows out there in the Oregon, in the Portland. Gary, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it has been a while since we've heard from you. And I don't know what was going on there with your y'all, it gets worse every day. Cellular telephonic device. Big Fatty? Or do we need you to do a cognitive test? No, I'd fail. But Big Fatty, it's because you ain't got a cog in your nog. Big Fatty, I'm rhymed. You did. Gary, I'm glad you're doing well. And you just keep on keeping on out there, and you know, Big Fatty ain't going nowhere. Big Fatty, we can have hope though, can't we? Well, yes, I guess you can. But Gary, thank you for the call, and keep on listening.
Hello.
Happy Bacon. Anyway, no.
That's so funny. Fart pants. I went to make my workout plan in my computer in an Excel spreadsheet, and it said BitLocker something or other. And so I did some research, and 40 minutes later, I get to a screen that says, too bad, so sad, didn't work. And so I just rebooted the computer, and after, while it was black screen and not working, I dropped 12 F-bombs, hit the power button, and like magic, it worked. So if all else fails, just curse. Okay, I was wondering today all day after listening to, oh, imagine that, my account needs some attention. I need some attention. Anyway, so I was thinking today that you should do a walking report, because no one does a walking report. And I sent you a picture, and I thought, you know what? Maybe that would be a good walking report picture. And it's funny, I play this three-year-old game, and there's a water bottle in it, in one of the little images that are hidden. It's called Seeker's Note, N-O-T-E. Anyway, I thought it was that thing or whatever. But anyway, this computer is going to, it hates me because I'm stupid. You know what? My forte, my expertise, my fun, my brain, my whatever was programming, not software. So, all right. I don't even know what I called you for. Woodhaven.
y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and you know that makes two of us. I'm not quite sure why you called me either, but y'all, she was referring, the picture she was referring to is the new show art that I made the gas report on. It was the hoopy cushion with Big Fatty's head on it. I guess she thinks that when I'm out doing the nipple walking that I'm just tooting up the neighborhood. Yes, Big Fatty, she'd be right. Well, there's a little bit of truth to that. Big Fatty, more smells like more than a little bit of truth. But Miss Bacon, you know, you've proven that 95% of testicle problems with the computers can be resolved with a restart. And it sounds like maybe you should restart a little more often. Y'all, speaking of that, on hump day of this week, Tuesday of this week, the Apple Snack came out with a new beta update. So Big Fatty had to update the computer and the cellular device and the Apple clock and the Apple TV machine and the iPad, absorbent iPad. And y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely to get those. It reminds us all of good old Archer, and we miss him terribly, but it's just lovely to have something that reminds us of him. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. I have a guest report for you. Guest up here in my corner of the woods is now dropped to 283. I guess stealing all those Venezuelan oil tankers and kidnapping their president is starting to pay off at the pumps. Good news. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty just paid $227 here in Upchuck. And by the way, paying off at the pumps, wasn't that your vaudeville stripper name? I told you I was going to give you a little bit of the schedule of a leather weather weekend. It's a laid back weekend. There's no event fee or anything like that. Some of the meals are free and furnished. And basically if you came, you had to pay for your room. You had to pay your membership at the Horror Hotel and then your food and your bar tab. And Friday, we're going to have, that's later tonight as you're hearing this, we're having a free pizza pie furnished by the and the happy hour is extended. I don't know if they've ordered enough mixers or if they're going to be traditionally short on mixers again this year, but the stronger the better. Yes, Big Fatty. And then on Saturday's the big day, y'all. It's when we have the leather weather cocktail crawl, and people sign up to host a little 10-minute visit to their room, where they offer up a little cocktail or a shot or whatever. And we go from room to room, and Big Fatty leads the group, and we all go as a group at one time. And we all end up at a cocktail, a party, furnished by the Horror Club up there in the Dirty Myrtle. And y'all, they just do a full bar in the pig pen. And y'all, who knows what else goes on in there. And y'all, we have a pulled pork poke supper on Saturday night, complimentary, and then on Sunday, all the leftovers from the individual stops on the cocktail crawl, y'all, we all bring our stuff together back to the pig pen, and we just kind of we just call it leather leftovers, and everybody just gets drunk and talks and Big Fatty, you mean Honk the Bobo? Well, there may be some of that that goes on, and y'all, we have a leather market, and it's just a good time, and it's a long weekend, and they have bonfires and all kinds of stuff like that. So y'all, it's a weekend to look forward to. Oh dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely MLK weekend. I know many of you are off on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and the Monday show here, y'all, will be recording it from the horror from Leather Weather Weekend. And y'all, you've heard these kinds of shows before. Yes, Big Fatty. I believe Steve Latata likes to touch himself during them. Well, maybe so. But anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel, can you please explain the number one fan contest?
Anyway, that was just the Super Bowl.
Oh, you did it just about as good as Big Fatty did, but he'll repeat himself again.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.